Hello and welcome to Music of Recent Centuries. So today I'm going to be featuring the Brahms cello sonatas. And I'll let this one play out and I'll introduce the rest of the show and what the show is after this is finished.
Thank you.
So, hello and welcome back. So, what I'm going to be focusing on today, as I said a little bit before, is the Brahms cello sonatas. There are two of them. And we just heard the first movement, which I have played before on my show. So, I won't talk too much about that. But first, I just wanted to mention, I missed... this show is once a month, third Sunday of the month, 7 p.m. I missed a month, so now I'm back and back on the schedule, and I hope you'll enjoy this this show. So so the first movement I've talked about in the past, so I won't spend too much time on it. It's very famous, so a lot of people have heard it before. But the second movement is something that I'm actually working on right now, and so I'll play that. And then I'll talk a little bit about kind of what I'm working on with it and sort of how it is to play it and listen to it. So without further ado, here's the second movement of the Brahms first cello sonata. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, thank you. So, there was one thing I wanted to mention, is that there was a little bit of a sort of rearrangement. The computer rearranged the movement. So, we heard... So, the first thing we heard was the first movement of the first sonata. Then we heard the second movement of the first sonata. And then we heard the first movement of the second sonata. And I meant to play the last movement of the first sonata, but it jumped to the second. So... I'll play the last movement of the first sonata in a minute. But first, I just wanted to talk a little bit about... So, as I mentioned before, I'm actually working on the second movement of the first sonata. And something that I'm focusing on is sort of the phrasing and sort of the articulation of the piece. And it's kind of interesting to listen to it played by a master and to sort of hear how he plays it in relation to how I'm working on it with my teacher. I just thought that was an interesting not a coincidence, because I planned to play this because I'm working on it, but sort of it's just an interesting thing for me to think about while the music is playing. It's just sort of, how does the master play it? How am I learning it? How does my teacher recommend I play it? And sort of so on. So now I'm gonna play the last movement of the first sonata, which was skipped, and then I'll come back and I'll talk a little bit about all the pieces sort of in general. So I hope you enjoy this last movement of the first sonata.
Thank you.
Okay, so what we just heard was the final movement of the first Brahms cello sonata. And so now I'm just going to talk a little bit, give a little background of the first sonata in general before I start the second sonata. So the first sonata was composed in 1862. Well, most of it was composed in 1862, and the final movement was composed in 1865. It was dedicated to a professional singer of Brahms's time, and the singer was also an amateur cellist. The first performance, Brahms played this piece with the person who he dedicated it to, and Brahms was known to have sort of overpowered the cellist on the since he was playing the piano. So that's a little background of the first sonata. I don't know if we'll be able to get through the entire second sonata. We only have 15 minutes left, but so now I'm going to start. We heard the first movement of the second sonata, and I really want to try to cover the next three, which probably won't be able to happen. But so I'm going to start with the second movement of the second Brahms cello sonata. So here it is.
Hello, Tom.
Okay, welcome back. So, thank you so much for listening to this program, Music of Recent Centuries. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the Brahms Cello Sonatas. We are very close to the end of the time. So, I just wanted to briefly mention that it's an interesting fact about the second cello sonata. It was composed actually 20 years later than the first one. So that's pretty interesting. He was inspired to come back and write another cello sonata after 20 years had gone by. To close out the show, we'll hear the third movement of the second Brahms cello sonata. And I hope you'll join me next month, third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for another show. And I think I'll have a special guest on for that one. So I'm looking forward to that. And I will leave you with this movement from the second Brahms Cello Sonata.